August Antonovich Bukovich. About the German fascist crimes in the city of Valmiera. I can report that from the very first day they marched in July 1941, and throughout the whole time of occupation, that they carried out massive arrests and shootings of civilians and Red Army soldiers. Up to 3,000 persons were shot in the city of Valmiera and its surrounds alone, including the whole Roma population of the city and district. More than 150 persons, and up to 1,000 persons from the Jewish population. The majority of the remaining victims of the extermination are Latvians and Russians, amongst them Soviet POWs. In September 1942, I had to witness how over 150 Roma were shot, more than 100 of whom were locals. Overall, far more Roma were shot here, however, because some were brought here from other cities and districts. The shooting in September took place in the woods behind the municipal administration of Valmiera, where there are numerous large mass graves. I observed events from a distance of about 40 meters from behind a clump of bushes. There was a second case when I saw the shooting of 30 Soviet prisoners of war on the 10th or 20th of September 1942. They were shot one morning in the same woods. I was not present at other shootings, but I frequently saw how inmates from the Valmiera prison were marched off to the execution or driven on trucks, whereby the hands of the men were fettered. The adults were shot while standing, while the children were grabbed by their feet and their heads bashed against trees, or they were beaten with the butts of firearms. The clothing of those shot was loaded onto several wagons by the German bandits and taken to the city. The best pieces were later sent to Germany. Those taking part in the shooting received 5 marks and half a liter of vodka for each person shot dead. My wife Matilda and my son Robert were shot on the 6th of April, 1943, in a group of 7 persons in the woods of the park, where they are also large graves.